This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. Congress continues negotiations on a coronavirus stimulus package. AP's Mike Gracia has our story.
Negotiations on a new COVID-19 aid package ratcheted up on Capitol Hill Tuesday. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wants Democrats to drop $160 billion in state and local government aid, and in exchange, he'll drop a demand for provisions shielding businesses from COVID-19-related lawsuits. Republican Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa.
We don't want this to be political at this point. We just need relief.
Meantime, lawmakers are hoping to have a year-end catch-all funding package finalized before midnight Friday to avoid a partial government shutdown. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President-elect Joe Biden has said even if lawmakers reach agreement on aid this month, a subsequent round of aid will almost certainly need to be negotiated when the new Congress is sworn in early next year. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez Wednesday called a recent rise in coronavirus infections worrying, warning stricter measures to curb the spread could be needed for Christmas. Spain was one of the first European nations to suffer a second spike in COVID-19 infections, but restrictions such as nighttime curfews helped to have the incidence level in November. The prime minister said he would not hesitate to instruct regional governments, which are responsible for health care, to toughen their Christmas plans. London moved Wednesday into the highest level of coronavirus restrictions in an effort to control rising infection rates, dealing another blow to hospitality venues right before Christmas. The British capital's move into Tier 3 means theaters, pubs, and restaurants will have to close, although takeout food outlets remain open. From Washington, via remote, this is